From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The University of Georgia is calling for the protection of firefly habitat this season. Georgia is home to more than 50 species of fireflies or lightning bugs, more than any other state. The dancing light patterns enjoyed in gardens and landscapes are an important and nostalgic part of Georgia summer evenings. To protect these insects and ensure that we continue to enjoy them, it is important to understand their life cycle and habitat needs. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow is calling on the USDA to address the infant formula shortage for those relying on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children's Program. The Michigan Democrat says millions of Americans rely on the WIC program to get baby formula for their children, so the current shortages are extremely concerning. USDA is providing WIC families with the flexibility to use their benefits to buy different types of formula products. Following record sales in 2021, the rural land market continues to surge this year, offering opportunities for both sellers and buyers on farm, recreational, and other rural lands. According to Whitetail Properties Real Estate, low property inventories resulting from last year's strong market point to land values remaining high, but rising interest rates this year could suggest reduced demand. For buyers, Whitetail suggests working with rural lenders, thinking long-term, and considering partnership agreements.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.